The Truth News Network. You like it straight and can't find that anywhere? Rest easy. Always get the straight shot and always get the truth from the Truth News Network. Here with today's Truth Chapter is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm glad you joined us here today at Truth News Network. We've been holding off for a while talking about today's subject. We wanted to see exactly what was going to happen. Something's happening with this person almost every day. So we're just going to jump in today and kind of catch up. Today's title is America's Socialist Darling, AOC. Few could believe that a bartender from the Bronx could upset the third most powerful Democrat in Congress. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did just that. She's now a member of the United States Congress, a loud member, and is an example of the new breed taking over Washington, D.C. And she's taken leadership from Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont and is now the purveyor-in-chief of socialism in America. AOC, as she's called, began her endorsement of socialism and her anti-capitalist campaign in the run-up to the 2018 midterm elections. Her following is bountiful, comprised mostly of millennials who love the idea of the government paying for everything. She's picked up that mantle and is racing down a path towards socialism with no hesitation. In doing so, Ocasio-Cortez's shining exterior is beginning to show a little bit of wear. The in-your-face facts of true socialism are currently playing out on the world stage in a not-so-pretty fashion. So let's get right to it. The reality is, she is, like so many crying out for socialism today, responding to a form of trendy political hipsterism. You know what a hipster is. The need to signal herself as a radical, a leader of counterculture ahead of her time, rebelliously New Age icon is powerful, and adopting a once-scorned label and trying to make it cool again is a great way to do just that. She doesn't have to actually understand socialism at all. She can just make up whatever she wants and call it socialism. She can position herself as mainstream and her opposition as extremist by suggesting that any and all government action, tax collections, or spending is an example of socialism. What do you hate, road, highways, and schools, you dinosaur, you? I understand why Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's philosophy can be mistaken for actual socialism. They both have in common their glorification of big, powerful government. They both have a slavish devotion to the state. They both require restrictions of personal freedom. They both worship at the altar of humanitarianism. There's no doubt, though, they do share a lot in common. And I don't think there is any question that Ocasio-Cortez's actual philosophy paves the road for her stated philosophy. But it is important to say without question that actual socialism is, in fact, worse than the agenda of the typical American liberal. And I think we need to start making that plainly clear so that we don't ever open the door to socialism, real socialism, being implemented in this country. One of the reasons that socialism has been such a miserable failure worldwide over the course of the last century is because it inevitably takes a very strong centralized government command economy that restricts civil, political, and economic freedom to force society to behave in the way that socialism demands. Make no mistakes, folks, this isn't FDR or Barack Obama's big government we're talking about. This is Venezuela's big government. There actually aren't very many countries left that practice true socialism. Those that do, like the just mentioned Venezuela, are riddled with political corruption, which unfortunately flows from a powerful central authority, as well as economic instability, stagnant growth, and virtually non-existent personal freedoms. But to socialist Venezuela, Cuba, even the Soviet Union, and every other failed state that practices or practiced socialism is not real socialism. No, they are fake. They were just doing it wrong. Fake socialist and real socialist alike will tell you that today there are, in fact, socialist success stories, like the Scandinavian countries, which are constantly held up as shining, see, I told you so, examples of socialism in action. This, predictably, is not true. Countries like Sweden, Norway, and Denmark are not socialistic nations. You got to get this in your head, folks. You're hearing that over and over and over again. They point to the east, to the northeast, and say, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, they're socialistic and they're doing great. As the Foundation for Economic Education pointed out 2 years ago, in Scandinavia, like virtually all other wealthy, economically developed Western countries, the means of production is mostly owned by private individuals. It is not owned by the government or even by local communities, municipalities. More importantly, resources are not allocated by central government planning, but rather by various capitalistic markets. Scandinavians operate under a privately owned market economy. People think that the Scandinavians and the rest of Europe, while we're at it, are socialists because they have a very extensive social safety net and heavy government spending. Conservatives have historically reinforced this perception using the term socialist to describe them because they associate high taxes, spending, and big government with socialism. That's a natural spin. But once again, government programs and the welfare state, whatever your opinion on their wisdom, are not examples of socialism. The Nordic model, so frequently cited as a success, is really just the European concept of social democracy, which ultimately boils down to public welfare mixed with a capitalistic economy. The Scandinavians themselves reject the socialist label. Speaking in a lecture at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government during the last presidential election, Prime Minister of Denmark, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, didn't mince words. He said this, "I know that some people in the U.S. associate the Nordic model with some sort of socialism. Therefore, I would like to make one thing clear. Denmark is far from a socialist planned economy. Denmark is a market economy," Rasmussen said. "The Nordic model is an expanded welfare state which provides a high level of security for its citizens. But it is also a successful market economy with much freedom to pursue your dreams and live your life as you wish," he added. No doubt comparing the Ocasio-Cortez socialism model with that of Scandinavia and Europe does not fly as reality. But still, AOC and her followers think that, call it that, and will go to the mat screaming that socialism model is the one the U.S. must have. Hey, we got a lot more to talk about. We're going to get over the line into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez territory. You're going to love this. Sit tight. That's next at Truth News Net.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you always
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward.
Do for you.
And give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall, and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram. Proven to last.
It's hard to hear the truth, but if the truth will set us free, we'd rather enjoy freedom.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
You know, I'm a keyboard guy. I play keyboards. I love Bruce Hornsby and the Range. This is his song, That's the Way It Is. He actually has a cousin who lives here in the town that I live in Northwest Louisiana. So much for that. We're not talking about Bruce today. We're not talking about music today. We're talking about the new star of the left in Congress from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is a lightning bolt, folks. She's got so much going on. Everybody's talking about her and something new that's going on. We're not even going to get into the details. We're going to let Fox News do that right now. Listen up.
Amid a lot of fanfare today, freshman Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined with Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey to roll out ambitious plans for Democratic policy. But even before it launched, the most powerful member of the House downplayed the Green New Deal. And after, well, a lot of people, many in her own party, were having to dodge questions about the plan's specifics. The reason, many lawmakers find it pretty far-fetched to eliminate flatulating cows and air travel in just 10 years' time. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel joins us from Capitol Hill with the Green New Deal fallout. Good evening, Mike.
Brett, good evening to you. It was stunning how quickly some Democrats jumped on this proposal, eager to link themselves to the left star of the moment.
I am so incredibly excited.
The Green New Deal has an estimated price tag of $7 trillion, but its freshman champion, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, doesn't want to talk about that.
So the resolution itself does not have a price tag on it, which is why we address each individual project on its own.
It is certainly ambitious, moving America to 100% clean and renewable energy by 2030 through major investment increases in wind and solar power, sweetened with generous tax incentives. And it would modernize U.S. infrastructure, upgrade or replace every building for energy efficiency, and create an economic safety net for low-income communities. But in trying to achieve those net zero emission goals, organizers are trying to get a handle on practical limits, admitting in earlier drafts that, quote, we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. That odorous description was omitted from the eventual online version. But the plan extends beyond the environment, guaranteeing job security and paid vacation, and it promises economic security for all those who are unable or even unwilling to work.
So when our default is renewable, when our default investments are clean, then all of us, by default, regardless of income, will have access to those energy sources.
Some 2020 presidential hopefuls were quick to jump on board, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Cory Booker. They used words like bold and excited in supporting the resolution. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in an interview with Politico, referred to it as the Green Dream or whatever they call it. Nobody knows what it is, but they're for it, right?
Quite frankly, I haven't seen it, but I do know that it's enthusiastic, and we welcome all the enthusiasms that are out there.
Ocasio-Cortez didn't take offense when asked about it.
No, I think it is a green dream. I don't consider that to be a dismissive term. I think it's a great term.
And it has earned the seal of approval from former Vice President Al Gore, who called the goals ambitious and comprehensive. Many veteran Democrats with years of experience on this issue seemed quite content to let the newly elected New Yorker take the rhetorical lead on the plan. Pelosi also rolled out her climate select committee today, and Ocasio-Cortez is not a member. Ocasio-Cortez insists she was not snubbed. Brett?
Mike Emanuel, live on the Hill. Mike, thanks.
Brett Baer at Fox News with that report about the Green New Deal. Now, let me ask you this. Who doesn't think the U.S. and every country on Earth must get their environmental goals and objectives cleaned up? Who doesn't want clean air, clean water, and less reliance on fossil fuels? Who doesn't want more green energy. But who thinks we should find ways to get to those objectives in realistic and attainable steps? Who really thinks we can achieve the Green New Deal plans for no fossil fuel cars, no fossil fuel air travel, retrofitted green energy buildings, all buildings, to be totally fuel efficient, solar and air power at full speed in just a decade? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does. How? We don't know. Her deal that has taken Washington by storm is actually not legislation at all, at least not yet, though she claims it is. It is actually an 18-page draft document, draft being the operative word. Several draft versions of the Green New Deal have found their way out on the congressman's website, specifically the one that included that problem, you know, the one in getting cows to stop farting. And then meanwhile, back in the Big Apple, there was her victory laps for taking leadership in killing the Amazon negotiated deal to bring their second headquarters to Long Island, New York, just next to her district, which is part of the Bronx and part of Queens, along with 25,000 to 40,000 jobs in the tech sector. New York Mayor de Blasio stated the Amazon deal would have given New York $27 billion in new revenue. Those would be new jobs, folks, not existing jobs that New Yorkers would leave and go to Amazon. They would be new jobs. Her reasoning? It would be stupid for New York to cut a $3 billion check to Amazon. And New York should instead take that $3 billion and invest it in infrastructure, education, paying off college students' educational debt. Ocasio-Cortez does not seem to understand that by helping to drive Amazon away, she did not save New York $3 billion. She didn't save New York anything. She cost New York $27 billion. There's a difference between having bad ideas and not grasping basic facts. Now, reasonable people can argue about whether New York should have offered Amazon $3 billion in tax incentives or anything at all to build its headquarters in the city. But that is different from not understanding that New York is not writing a $3 billion check to Amazon. You know, we could go on and on today about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but you get the drift, and she's got your attention. I guarantee you, you're watching and listening to all that she has to say. Millions of others have watched as Ocasio-Cortez has whipped her followers into a frenzy, breathlessly dominating primetime news minutes. Many of those millions have been wondering why leaders in the Democrat Party have not yet stepped in to muzzle this rookie who is just barely in Congress. So far, every announced Democrat candidate for the 2020 presidency have loudly proclaimed and gladly their support for that Green New Deal. They're doing so not even knowing what is in it because it hasn't been written yet. There is no bill. There's no legislation. It's an 18-page draft. A piece of legislation this big. Look at the most recent big piece of legislation passed. You know, that funding of the Southern Wall? It's more than 1,000 pages. 18 pages is all we have to tell us everything we know about the Green New Deal. But endorsing by those presidential candidates, endorsing her deal is the hip thing to do right now. Forget about that $7 trillion estimated price tag for the Green New Deal. We all know that in D.C. speak, $7 trillion really means $20 to $30 trillion in the long run. Maybe more. But while we're waiting for Pelosi and Schumer to rein in their starlet from the Bronx, consider this. Maybe, just maybe, they don't want to rein her in. Maybe they are confident her blazing exuberance will burn out before they have to step in and shut her up. So far, she's doing a pretty good job trying for that. their thinking might just be, if we give her enough rope, she'll hang herself. Time will tell. We'll have to watch. Even if Ocasio-Cortez loses her steam and her bully pulpit, the scary thing remains that talks about socialism and its merits are today, have been for several years, and likely will continue and probably even increase, with AOC and her followers aggressively pushing it for other millennials as exactly where the U.S. must go to survive. How are they going to handle that? Well, don't think for one moment that when she is selling and what she is selling is new to them. An entire generation of American youngsters have for more than a decade, a couple of decades, worshipped at the altar of socialism being propagated by teachers and professors in our educational institutions across the nation. High schools and universities are full of 1960s hippie and free love loyalists who were taught Big Brother was evil. Think about that. That generation has grown up and is teaching our kids and their kids the glories of government, Big Brother, doing for and providing citizens everything necessary to be happy. Baby boomers can't fathom that. I'm a baby boomer, but our kids can, and they get it. Chuck and Nancy are holding on to the hope that Ocasio-Cortez's star is going to burn out. She'll melt back into the landscape of Washington, quietly taking her rightful place as a rookie lawmaker. But I'm not confident she'll be comfortable with that. She's confrontational, she's loud, she's opinionated, and she's a woman on a quest. She was outspent in her 2018 election campaign 18 times over by her establishment opponent. She's a fighter. She's not going to quietly go into the night. But as we all watch exactly what long-term impact she will have on her party and the U.S. Congress and America, she will certainly give Americans a few laughs. Her tenure in office so far has been replete with the opportunities for giggles and chuckles, believe me. If you don't, try YouTube. Enter her name for a search. You'll get more than a few good laughs. Like this one. Here's a story. Jack walked into a sports bar around 9:58 p.m. one night. He sat down next to, guess who? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the bar and stared up at the TV as the 10 o'clock news came on. The news crew was covering a story of a man perched on a ledge of a large building. He was preparing to jump to his death. Alexandria looked at Jack and said, "Do you think he'll jump?" Jack says, "You know what? I bet he will." Alexandria replied, "Well, I bet he won't." Jack placed a couple of $20 bills on the bar and said, "You're on." Just as she placed her two $20 bills on the bar, the guy did a swan dive off the building, plummeting to his death. Alexandria was very upset, but she handed Jack her $40 saying, "Fair's fair. Here's your money." Jack replied, "No, I can't take your money. I saw this earlier on the 5 o'clock news. This was a replay. I knew he was going to jump." Alexandria replied, "Well, I did too. I saw the same newscast. I just didn't think he'd do it again." There's my chuckle. Hey, listen, no matter how successful the young congresswoman is in D.C., we'll all get plenty of laughs at her expense. Now, don't go nuts on me. Every politician is fair game when it comes to being fuel for jokes. Even Obama chuckled at some of the jokes at his expense. And so does that orange-haired guy in the White House. Hey, thanks for joining us here today at Truth News Network. I'm excited you're coming along for the trip. You sit close. We got a lot going on in D.C., and there's going to be much big news coming out up there during this week. We have it here for you at truthnewsnet.org. Till we talk again, so long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.